Kia ora tata. I'm bringing the volume down on that Waiata. The time now is 7:10, and only an hour left to go at my show, and I want to get as much talking time into it as we can. So we're going to our microphones this morning and welcoming the ladies into the studio. Look, I've been sitting here for about 5 minutes with them now. We're yakking our heads off. I didn't say not once pull their microphone towards them. So ladies, please pull your microphones towards you, and we'll go on and have a corridor and introduce. I'll get our ladies to introduce themselves to you. I've got two ladies from Te Hauora, Te Hiko, Te Ika with me this morning. I want to welcome them both very much, whanaunga from our kāinga here that have come in this morning to have a kōrero. So starting to the person closest to me, whanaunga, please, we have a little bit of a talk to us. Your name, your mountain, your marae, where you're from, please.
Kia ora koutou, I'm Eleanor Cope Albert from Tahekiro in the beautiful Hokianga.
Kia ora.
Oh, kia ora, I'm Leah Corrigan. My whanau from Pangaru and Takahui.
And I'm just happy to be here. I'm just happy to be here talking to you two ladies, because it's been an interesting summer. How was your summer, ladies? Have a good summer or a good break?
Yep, busy, lots of whānau up, but it was nice to have that time away from work to spend with my kids and my grandson.
Kia ora. Tēnā, how's your mokopuna?
He's beautiful. He's perfect.
And mine is the man.
Awesome, sissy. Kia ora whānau. Thank you again. We're talking about the mobile clinic. We're talking about some of the things that happen to us, some of the circumstances we get ourselves into, and making sure that we're all remembering to look after ourselves and others. So let's have a talk about what's been going on, ladies.
Yep, well, last summer we started a initiative, and we called it our Summer Safety Clinics. Mm. Around that time there was a few visitors. They were mainly visitors in the area that were drowning, you know, around our beaches. So we thought, you know, well, what can we do to highlight this, the dangers?
Yes.
You know, when you don't know the area, you come up and you think you can swim anywhere.
Yes.
So we thought, oh, well, we'll focus on identifying a rip.
Yep.
And what to do when you're in a rip. Hydration, sun smart, you know, putting the sunblock on.
Yeah.
We just think because we're brown, we don't need to put it on.
But yes,
we all need to put it on. And like general first aid, like when you have jellyfish stings, you know what to do. And we just take out a lot of resources.
Yes.
Have talked to, we went to Maitai Bay campground, and we had a really good response there of out of the area people that came up, and they really utilised our service. And so, and on the west coast, it was more whānau that lived here.
Yes.
And stuff. But it was really cool, and we had a really good response from everybody, so we're going to do it again this year.
Tēnā koe, tēnā koe. So I understand that to mean that you go out on the truck and you go to different areas, is that right?
Yep.
Kia ora. Whereabouts are you going, please?
We're going to start off with Maitai Bay. We're going to head up north, head out to the east coast at Hihi, possibly outside the camping ground. Ahipara, where we have our resource clinic, will also be out on the beachfront.
Yes.
And Waipapakauri Ramp on the 90 mile, Cable Bay, and hopefully Pukanui.
Kia ora, tēnā koe. That's a lot of places, Cousin Al. When do you guys plan to get around there?
Well, we're going to start on Friday the 22nd of this month.
Right.
Which is next week. Our first visit will be out Maitai Bay.
Kia ora, kia ora. Again, let's look at some of the, because you covered a lot of issues, Leah. I'm thinking about myself over the weekend,
yep.
And there we were in the sun, cousin, going for it, carrying our brains out, you know, and it wasn't until about 3 hours into it that, you know, we could feel the burn, and we were starting to glow, and did you bring any cream, bro? Nah, you got any cuss? Nah. Do you at least have a hat? Oh, I got a cap. You know, and oh, we were just feeling so. That night, we were all running around looking for tea tree oil. Bro, you got any tea tree oil? What is it about us? Why are we slack to put on a sunscreen for?
I don't think it's the first thing we think of.
Yeah.
I think the first, well, I know for me, all I want to do is go to the beach.
Yes.
Get in the water. The
first thing I think of is gas. Have I got it?
Yeah. Kai.
Yes. What are we going to eat when we're there? You know, that's my first thought.
Yeah.
And then the afterthought seems to be, oh, heck, I better wear the kids' hats.
Yes.
Or it's just about the kids,
yeah,
and we don't worry about,
yes,
ourselves.
Yes.
Yeah. So we need to remember ourselves as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because even when it's cloudy, even though today's like a beautiful day to go to the beach, even when it's got some cloud over the top, you still need to put the sunblock on. Yeah.
Yes.
Overcast is just as bad as the sun beaming down on you.
Kilda. I still don't know how to read the cream bottles. Like, I have an idea of SPF, but I wouldn't have the foggiest about what it is. I just, you know, hit and hope, basically. I'd look for the blue bottle, put it on, slap it on. Yeah. But do you know about the SPCF or, you know, the different types of creams?
Sun protection factor?
Yeah.
I think that is. So it's got 15 right up to 80, I think it is. So I don't know what the 15 and the 80 means.
But any sunblock is better than no sunblock.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it might just mean that you might need to put it on more often.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kilda. So with the sunblock, of course, and I think of sunblock and then hats. We're not, well, I look at my our age group, you know, we do, but our kids don't tend to, you know, if they're not wearing a cap, then they're usually not wearing anything. So how important is hats and wearing stuff like that now? I think it's important, but how important is it?
Yeah, well, anything, because your face and the back of your neck are the places that get the sun the most when you think about
Kilda.
It. Because even when you're at work and you have shirts on and stuff like that, well, that's kind of protecting that, but your face is always
exposed.
Kilda. So, you know, the brimmed hats and something to protect the back of your neck. And I think you start it from when your kids are young, so they take it through with them.
Yes.
The importance.
Yes.
For me, it's just remembering to tēnā, put it on.
Tēnā koe.
I think the cap is more of a fashion statement because of the beak.
Yes.
And then you have some that wear the beak to the side and to the back. So
Kilda.
I don't know where that comes from, but man, I'm covering my karus.
Yeah, Kilda, absolutely. For the visitors, ladies that are coming into our area, into our area and looking at some of the assistance that they approach you for, what are they looking for when they come to you?
They
a bed, a blanket, a coat.
They come and look to see what we've got for free. Well, that's always that attracts people. That's fine. The bottles of water and whatnot, but they're really interested more in like the sun smart. The moles, checking moles,
right?
Because that's another big thing. As you can see, I've had moles off myself just recently. So it's just they get us to check some moles that they're not sure about. And
can you do that?
Yeah. We have education on melanoma and stuff like that. Yeah.
Kilda. So, because I used to have this, I don't know, imagination, this made up belief that we don't get sunburns. Mm. But, you know, in my 30s, yes.
Yeah.
And now in my 40s, yes, no.
Yeah.
And at the moment, I've got different shades of skin because, yes, I decided to go out and pretend that I was 20, and that was 20 years ago. But for moles, you know, what is a mole, please? Can I ask you now? We're talking about that subject. Is it a skin discoloration or something like that?
That's a good question. I don't exactly know what a mole is, but I just know if when you've got moles on your skin and if you notice that they're becoming itchy or if they bleed or if they've had a change in shape.
Yes.
Then and colour, eh?
And got darker in colour, then that is a mole that you really need to be concerned about and go and get checked.
Kilda, tēnā koe. With the truck itself, you're going around the different areas with places like Matai. So we know straight away, okay, so there's, you know, usually they either come from there because they can't go anywhere else or they're there because they've come from somewhere else, you know, and they're looking to stay there. So out there and those places like that with the tides and places like that, are you finding yourselves, you know, talking about, I mean, yourself there, you've been out, you know, on the East Coast for a little while now, so we see all shades and colours of people and you know, from those that have got a rear flash boat to those that have just got a dinghy.
Yeah.
So I guess my question is around that whole, the use of the sea, the use of the moana.
Yeah.
How wise, how safe are we being on the water, do you think?
I think they're really good, actually, especially out that side. It's a lot more safer to put your boat in over there.
Yeah.
It's more the West Coast, and the people that don't know the West Coast and how rough it is over that way, and they get themselves into a bit of trouble. We encourage them to obviously check the safety, Met Service and all that before they go out.
Yes.
We make sure that, or we talk to them about life jackets, making sure they've got decent life jackets and that they're actually wearing them and not just sitting on the boat. But I find with the East Coast at Matai Bay that there's usually locals putting their boats out at the same time.
Gilda.
So usually they'll offer
advising.
Some,
you know,
some nice advice.
And then it goes up on Facebook
tourists,
so we can all have a giggle.
Yeah.
Pulling them out when they get stuck.
Yes.
But, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The Eleanor, for people like me that are a little bit heavier than I need to be, you know, and trying to be active, can I come to you to have a check of my blood pressure and stuff like that? Are you able to do that?
Aye, that's what we do in our health screen.
While you're out in the areas?
Aye.
Cool. What else are you doing? So
we do blood pressure? Yep, we do blood pressure. The nurses check your CVD.
Yeah.
And cholesterol. Check. So our health check consists of your height, your weight, your blood pressure, your O2, and for those who are of age, you do your cholesterol check as well.
Gilda.
And your finger prick, sorry.
Can we talk about the cholesterol? Is that the finger prick?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's just a finger prick, and it checks the amount of good and not so good fat in your blood.
Yes.
And there's all limits, you know, where it should be within. And we put all that information together along with your family history. And we calculate your percentage risk of your risk of having a heart attack or a stroke within the next 5 years. So if there's any changes that you need to make, that's your chance to do that.
Kilda. I was talking with a whanaunga who's in his 40s, and he was saying that he's never been for a full check before. And he was a bit afraid of what a full check was because they didn't know where they'd be checking or how they'd be checking. Can we talk briefly about what a full check is? Do you do blood? Do you do eyes, ears? What goes on?
So a full, like, part of our job is that we do workplace health screening for, like, Fulton Hogan, Far North Roading. So what we class as a full health check there is the CVD check that we just talked about.
Yes.
We do a general eye check. We do a lung function test.
Hearing?
Oh, yeah, and hearing. Sorry. What? No. and hearing. So that's all part, and we can do that for anybody.
Gilda.
Yeah, and that's the only cost is the hearing until we learn how to use our audiometer machine, and then the whole, then that'll be free as well.
Gilda. Thank you very much for that, because I know that a lot of people that I've been talking with, family relations, we've been talking about in terms of health clinics and, you know, full checks. What is a full check? And when we see people. So if we come out to, if we see you out and about in the area, you're able to do checks like that. How often do we need to be drinking water, please?
Every day.
Yeah, definitely.
And it depends on your weight.
Yeah, in general, especially with the heat that we've been having lately.
Yeah.
You know, you should be up to like 3 liters
yeah.
of water.
Because I've got big kids and little kids.
Yeah.
And the little kids, I always worry about them. Mm. Well, and I'm always saying to them, look, you know, just don't forget. Don't wait till you're really, really thirsty. Yeah. You know, when you're thirsty, come and get something to drink. I'm trying to load them up with ice blocks and stuff like that. Yeah. But, you know, we know for our bigger people, they're okay. But I worry about, you know, I mean, look, you know, it's 10:30 now, and you know, you go outside, it's warm.
Yeah.
You know, it's warm out there. And just on a, is it something like 20 minutes, 40 minutes?
Yeah, probably every, I would say every 20. Every 20 minutes, you know, just have a big glass of water.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
Or some people like carrying around their water bottles and that.
Yes.
Definitely, if you've got little people with you.
Yes.
It's a good idea to carry some water around with you.
Yeah.
Make it a habit.
Yes. Yeah. Tēnā koe, tēnā koe. Again, you talked about being out at Mātai. That's going to be next week. Will you be there all day, all day on Friday, or will you move to one or two places during the Friday?
All day.
It's an all-day clinic.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
Just something to bear in mind too is when you're tamariki around the water, even if you are haukanga, you come from there, you know the beach inside and out, it's always a good idea as the adult to keep your eyes on the tamariki that are in the water, because it only takes a split second for them to...
Tēnā koe. Tēnā koe, absolutely. Riptides, let's go back to there and give that another plug, please, because I've been surprised also... incidents that I've seen where people, tamariki, getting themselves into trouble. Yeah, no one there to watch them, but also not actually knowing what a rip is and that you need to calm down. You know, do not panic. So that was really, really interesting for me. What messages are you guys saying on your truck?
Yeah, your people? So we have, we get the latest information from SwimSafe. And it has really good pictures in all different languages.
Yes.
That show what a rip looks like and what happens in a rip.
Yep.
And and it is hard to, it's easy to say, you know, remain calm and just go with it and then swim to the side once you stop feeling the pull. But I would imagine that would be really scary.
Yes.
Because we swam... I don't think there ever was a rip.
Yeah.
So I can talk about it, but I haven't experienced one myself, it's easy enough to say.
I'm thinking of Taipa Beach, and right down towards where the hill is, in the corner there, sometimes there can be a bit of a rip there. Mm. Now, I've never, but I was looking at my big boy, and he was swimming there, so they were actually doing some boogie boarding and playing around there, and then his mates come back and he decided, you know, just to have a bit of a swim, and I was looking at him and he was looking at me and he was trying not to act like he was panicking, but I could see that he was in trouble. So I go and I'm sitting there and I'm looking at him, waiting for him to lift his arm up or something, you know, and he's just looking at me and his eyes are getting bigger and bigger, and I'm saying to him, roll on your back. When you're tired, roll on your back. So he's just looking at me. So I go out to him, you know, and say to him, just please calm down.
Yeah,
you're too big and ugly. You're not getting on me. No, I'm not a board. You know.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, but I'm not trying to make, you know, a joke of it, but like what we're saying earlier, the necessity to be calm.
Yeah,
you've got to be calm, and that it's quite easy to panic.
Yeah.
We know at what is it, 25 minutes, and we can be at either coast.
Yeah.
You know? You know, so we've got to be, with you being at Mātai on the Friday, where will you be after that?
We are going to be at Hihi.
Will that be on the Monday or the following Friday?
Fridays.
All
okay.
Fridays.
So we'll be over in Hihi.
Tēnā koe.
Yeah.
Can I give you a ring?
Of course.
Can I just give you a ring on Friday just to say, hey, look, are you there? This is where we are. And we can have a little bit of a talk about it, you know? Get some people to calm down.
Yeah.
Excellent. Again, I want to thank you very, very much, ladies, for coming in this morning. Sorry, it's about time to go for the news, but I want to thank you very, very much for the great work that you do in our community and the fact that we're still here doing the do, you know, raising our tamariki and living in our community. Final words from you, please, ladies.
Oh, just just be safe, watch your babies, and look after each other.
Kia ora.
Aye. And on the roads too. Yeah. Drive safely.
Tēnā koe. Aye. Thank you again, ladies. Two of our wahine from Te Hauora o Te Hiku, o Te Ika. They will be out at Matai next Friday. Again, going to give them a call and have a talk about that while that they're out there. We ask, we implore our whānau, wherever you are, have a great time. Have a safe time. Play hard, play fair. Kia kaha te aroha te tahi ki te tahi. Kia mautonu mai, te wahanga haka whitiwhiti kōrero nei o tātou. Kua ka mārangaranga ki rungi tōreo irirangi te hiku o te ika.